But what gave Johnny a shock in those 2 days was the sudden arrival of Captain Roger Dieter Snowell. The conference had called him in as a witness, and they didn't tell Johnny, and didn't tell the anti-aircraft gunner. The first Johnny knew of it was the anti-aircraft gun going off. Lord Dom came rolling into operations like a liquid jellyfish, roaring and rumbling to cease fire. Johnny got the gunner to quit. Fortunately, it had been at very extreme range and Angus had not been using the rig. But Roger Dieter Snowell, omitting to ask permission to land a small launch craft, almost got himself shot down.
"He's been called as a witness!"
shouted Lord Dom.
"Don't you know there's a trial going on?"
Trial or no trial, Johnny stuck a Smith & Wesson with thermite bullets in his belt and plugs in his ears and went out to personally calm the launch craft down with a hand radio and make sure the Tolnep remained blind to their defenselessness. Suppressing an urge to shoot Roger Dieter on sight, he limited himself to confiscating his vision filter, making sure the Tolnep had no spare, and personally escorting him to the conference room. He left the Tolnep there, but told them that when they were through with him, they better call ops to escort him out, because Roger Dieter was going to be stone blind all the time he was around Kariba. About 5 hours later, they did call him again, and he collected Roger Dieter and guided him out to the launch craft. But before he gave him back the filter faceplate, he had Chief Chongwan smear the inside of the launch craft dome with black water ink. Whether Roger Dieter complained or not that he would have to wipe holes in it somehow to find his orbiting ship was unknown to Johnny. He still had his earplugs in. Johnny gave Roger Dieter back the filter for his eyes, and from the look of his mouth, the Tolnep, staring at him, said,
"You!"
So Johnny said,
"Me. And just as a personal goodbye, the next time I see you on this planet's surface, you won't like it at all. So get the hell out of here."
And slammed the canopy down on him. When the launch craft was gone, Johnny took the earplugs out and found that the single anti-aircraft gunner had been begging him for 10 minutes for permission to accidentally shoot the ship down. Johnny sympathized with him. He felt the same way himself. And still, not a whisper from Stormalong. And not a bit of sense from Luxembourg. No word of Chrissy. No word of his village people. No word of his friends. It was a horrible 2 days. In action, he was finding, was a far, far heavier load than the whirlwind existence to which he was accustomed. He was nearing a breaking point of apprehension for the people and planet he had fought so long to save. At 8 that night, it didn't make things any better to be stopped by Lord Voraz, who offered him a job at 50,000 credits a year to come to the Greedides system and make teleportation consoles for the bank for the rest of his life. Johnny had to walk away quickly to keep from becoming violent. A very horrible 2 days.
End of CD 38.